Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Ayin Vav Amud Aleph of Masechet Shabbos. We're holding out the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Vav Amud Aleph. So the Mishnah is going to detail the shear of different types of animal food in order to be chayiv for hotza'a. Because remember, you're only chayiv for carrying an amount that's a reasonably chashuv amount. So hamotzi tevin kamlo pipara. The shear of the amount of tevin, of straw, that you would have to carry to be chayiv is the amount that you would fill a cow's mouth with, because tevin is cow food. If you bring out atza, which is a type of bean, so kamel pigamel, apparently it's camel food. It's what you would fill a camel's mouth with. Amir, if you bring the hard stalks, so kamel pitala, it's the amount that you would fill a tle's mouth with, a sheep's mouth with, a lamb's mouth with, because that is that is the kind of food that they eat. Asavim kamlo pi gedi. Ali shum va ali bitzalim lachim kagrogeres. If it's moist onion leaves and garlic leaves, so then the shear is a grogeres, like the size of a dry fig, because even a human would eat it, and the shear of human food is the size of a grogeres, of a dried fig. But yveshim, if they're dried out, kamlo pi gedi, then it's the size of a mlo pi gedi, because then it's a kind of food that a gedi would eat. Vein mitzar. But these different minim are not mitzvahed with each other to equal the shiur, because the rule by shiurim is always that they're only mitzvahed with each other if it's the same shiur. So if you have two things that are shiur b'kazayis, so then the two half kazayim could be mitzvahed with each other. But you have things that have different numbers for the shiur, then they're not mitzvahed with each other. So the Mishnah said that the shiur of an atza is kamelo pi gamel. My atza, what exactly is atza? I'm reviewed the tevin shel mini kitnis. It's a straw of some type of bean. So Kiyasa Rabdimi, when Rabdimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Amar, he said as follows: Hamotzi Tevin Kamlo Pipara. If a person carries out a Tevin, the amount that you would fill a cow's mouth with, Lagamal, in order to feed it to a camel, whose mouth is larger than a Pipara. Rabbi Yochanan says Yechayiv Chatas, even though you didn't bring out the amount that you needed to feed the Gamal, because Tevin is a type of food that's ra'ui for a para, and you brought out the amount that would be ra'ui for a para. Shem Malak says, no, you're not chayv echatos, you're pater, because you brought it out with the intention of feeding a gamal, so it has to be enough to actually feed a gamal, and it's not enough that it's melo pi para. Ba'orta amar Rabbi Yochanan hachi, now at night, in the evening, Rabbi Yochanan said that you're chayv, let safra hadarbe. The next morning, he had changed his mind, and he said, you're pater, he agreed to Reish Lakish. Amar Rabbi Yosef Shapir, it's a good thing that he did to change his mind to lochazi legamel, because he carried out something to feed a camel, and it was not enough to feed a camel. So it's more mistaver to say that you would in fact be potter. No, what he said originally is more mistaver, because if you carry out an amount of food that's ra'ui for a para, tochazi la para, it's ra'ui for a para, and it's cow food. I don't care that you don't have a cow accessible to you at that time, or that you aren't planning on giving it to a cow at that time. It doesn't make a difference. You should be chayiv. Ela kiyasa Ravin, when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Amar, hamotzi tevin kamlo pi para lekamel. If a person brings out the amount of straw that would feed a cow, but he does it for a camel, to kuli amlo pligi dechayiv. Everyone would agree that you're chayiv. Ki pligi bimotzi atzer kamlo pi para. The shaila is, if you bring out camel food that's enough to feed a cow, lepara, it wouldn't be enough to feed a camel. It's only enough to feed a cow, and you bring it out with the intention of feeding it to a cow, but it's abnormal to feed such food to a cow. The Ipchi Idmar, and the Shitos were reversed. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Pater Reish Lakish Amar Chayiv. Rabbi Yochanan is one that said Pater Reish Lakish is one that says Chayiv. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Pater because Achila Deir Chak Loshma Achila, that an Achila that's not considered a normal Achila isn't called Achila, and therefore the fact that it's enough to feed the cow with, but it's not a normal Achila, and therefore it doesn't count, and you're going to be potter and Reish Lakish Amar Chayiv Achila Deit Chak Shema Achilav, since you brought it out for a cow and a cow was going to eat it, so therefore it's going to be called an Achila and you're going to be Chayiv. Now the Mishnah had said Omir Kamlo Pi Tle Vatanya, so asked the Gemara, kagrogeres, that the shear of an amir is a grogeres. So yidividi chad shiruhu. Yeah, the melopi tle is exactly the same as a grogeres. It's the same shear. Ali shum v'ali b'tzalim lachem kagrogeres v'veshim kimlopi agadi. V'im itzar from zem zeh, m'nei shlo shavu b'shiru rehen. So that's what the Mishnah had said, that they're not mitzarif with each other because they all have different amounts, different numbers for the shear. So amir Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina, ein mitzarfin l'chamer shabahen. They're not mitzarif because they have different shirim. That's as far as the more chamer shear, meaning to be mashlim, the smaller shear. Like, let's say you have Ali Shum and Ali B'Tzalim that are dry, where the shear is kamlo pigidi. So that's not going to be mitzarif with Alam Lachim, that the shear is kamlo pigidi. But it will be mitzarif to a larger shear. If you have Ali Shum B'Tzalim Lachim, that the shear is kal, it's pachas mikroges, and you have less than a grogeres of it, it will be mitzarif with Alim Yveshim, where the shear is chamer, to be mashlim, that grogeres shear. So it's not going to be mashlim, the smaller shearim, but it will be mashlim, the larger shearim. The kol delo shav b'shearim, mi mitzarfin, says the Gemara, do things that do not have the same shear, can they be mitzdarif to the larger shear, vatnan? But don't we have a Mishnah Maseches Kelim that tells us, as far as the size of begadim that are makabel tuma, the Mishnah says, habeged that's made out of tzemer or pishtim, that the shear of makabel tuma's medrus is shlosha al shlosha, three tefachim by three tefachim, but sack, when you have sackcloth, it's arba'a al arba'a, you need a larger shear for it to be chashuv, it needs to be four tefachim by four tefachim, va'or, and when it comes to leather, chamish al chamish, it needs to be five tefachim by five tefachim, mapats, and if you have a mat that's made out of reeds or something like that, shishal shisha, then it's six tefachim by six tefachim. So all of these different materials have different shiurim for tumas medrus. V'tani Allah, and the Mishnah says Maseches Meila, or the Gemara says Maseches Meila, the Brisa about this Mishnah, habeged v'asak, hasak v'or, or v'mapats mitzarf and zemze, that they're mashlim to the larger shear to be mekabel tuma. If let's say you have a sack that does not have 4x4 tefachim, so a beged that's more strict than it can be mashlin that shear of 4x4 tefachim. Va'amar Rabbi Shimon matam m'nei shiruin l'tami moshav, that the reason that they're mitzarif is because they're ro'i together to be mitami moshav, that we find that they're mitzarif with each other because people who ride on a donkey will be mitzarif two different types of begadim together and will use it to ride on the donkey. So says Gemara, so that's why they're mitzarif. Time of the whole reason that mitzarif, different types of begadim are mitzarif, is deruim l'tami moshav, because they actually have some practical use together, in that they're mitami moshav together. Avalein roi l'tami moshav lo, but apparently if they didn't have that practical use, then it wouldn't be mitzarif with each other. So Amar Rava, Rava answers, hachanami chazi l'dugma. Over here also, when it comes to the different types of animal food, there is a way to be mitzarif them together, because someone who sells different types of animal food might put a little bit of, like a taster, a sample out of each one. So it will be mitzarif to make like a sampling platter of animal food. And therefore, it's considered to be the same shear that's mitzarif with each other. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up on Daf Ayin Vav Amud Beis next time.